This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Christopher Keating of the Hartford Courant joining us here on Brian and Company. Want to make sure we have all the time that he needs. You know, he talks a lot. Chris, good morning. What's happening?
There you go. Only covering the bases, brother.
Is this like an all-nighter for you today?
Yeah, I think it's going to be an all-day marathon. They really are trying to do a lot all in one day. It's a little ambitious. Some of these individual items take forever themselves. I don't know if there's any kind of an agreement to try to get it all done in one day. Maybe there is.
Well, I mean, listen, the Democrats can get done what they want in terms of passing a vote. Is there like a way for them to truncate the debate if things start to go long? Or can the Republicans really, you know, is that their leverage here that they could make it go so long, but I don't know to what end?
Yeah, the Dems, usually there's a tradition of not truncating the debate. The only example I will give you is that they're doing about, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 items. In the past, when the Republicans were really fired up about housing, they could do 10 hours on housing alone, 10 hours. So I'm not necessarily predicting that today. I'm just telling you what is possible if the Republicans don't like the housing bill, and they don't. The Trust Act gets people pretty fired up. So all of these individual things all could take very long time. And normally, you can ask Candelora and others, they don't try to accomplish this much in one day.
Yeah, it seemed to me ambitious when I was talking to Rojas, and they said they're going to get it all done. I mean, I think the housing bill on its own, like you said, I mean, then there's the $500 million, you know, fund added to the rainy day fund. You know, when it comes to the housing bill, you know, I'm curious, you know, the changes that were made, the governor's on board, so he's going to sign it no matter what. Do you have a sense, and I'll ask Vinny as well, but I mean, you know, how against it are the Republicans? Do they think it's just a bad legislation, or it's just the position they have to take? You know, it seemed like the reservations the first time around were legitimate for a lot of these towns.
One of the things Candelora told me, I don't know how much you got into it, but converting commercial property as of right to residential. That is a huge trend, as your listeners know. I mean, in the Farmington Valley, frankly, they want to smash down a Chili's restaurant and put up housing. So it's a whole new world in the commercial to the residential. Where the problem of that is, Candelora will tell you, places like North Brantford, where he is, there's like 14% commercial. The rest is residential. So if you start switching commercial to residential, you're going to shift the burden onto the residences. Every town, Farmington, wherever, likes to have a lot of commercial development, so the commercial will pay a lot of the taxes.
Well, but I mean, there's also a lot of commercial. I always think of like Hartford. There's a lot of stuff just sitting there, though.
No, that's a very good point. But the key point is as of right, meaning that a developer could just come in and change it around, and snap their fingers, and not really need zoning approval. In other words, Farmington, for example, you had a gigantic Marriott there for years and years and years. Well, it was switched to residential. It's a huge trend, but if it's overdone, some of the towns are concerned that, you know, you need a commercial tax base is what I'm saying.
Right. We're talking with Chris Keating from the Hartford Courant here on Brian and Company about the special session begins in the House today, and then it's in the Senate tomorrow. But if they go, I don't know, past midnight or whatever, will the Senate be pushed to like Friday, or like is there a chance it'll last more than 2 days?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
They're not shooting for that. The Senate, as you know, does not like to sit around while the House is doing things. So therefore, let the House do their thing today and the Senate comes in tomorrow. But again, I'll have to ask early in the day, some parameters on the debate. I mean, not an official parameter. But like I said, I've been there when they've done, 10 hours on housing. And all this ICE, we didn't even discuss ICE and the Waterbury Hospital thing. These are very, very important issues packed into one day.
Yeah. So there's the ICE issue. Then there's the bonding for the hospitals, but there's also this $500 million fund that actually seemed like Candelora supported. It seemed like they actually worked together on that one. No.
Yes. He supports that, but he did say that, there'll probably be some Republicans saying, hey, look, the government shutdown is ending, as long as the House votes on it, possibly today, that the government, why do we need this fund? Why do we need to set aside this $500 million if the government shutdown is ending, and supposedly it is?
Well, that's what's really interesting to me, Chris, because once this gets added to the rainy day fund, the way it seems, it's completely at the governor's discretion. So say, for instance, SNAP starts back up in 2 weeks or a week. I mean, who knows what the Supreme Court's – who knows what's going to happen? The governor says they're going to start funding it anyway. But then he can spend it on whatever he wants?
There are parameters – 5 or 6 or 7 areas there are parameters. But they are pretty broad, like, a quote, health care. Well, the word healthcare, that could cover almost everything under the sun, from an allergy pill to a nursing home payment. But I'm not saying that's what they're going to spend it on. But what I'm saying is there's very broad categories. The money will not go on and on forever. There are certain parameters on it. The rules kind of change when the new session takes over. By that, I mean February, the regular session.
Right.
And then if the $500 million is not spent by the end of the fiscal year, which is June 30th, as far as I know, it does go back towards the pensions.
Well, it's my other question, because the fund is one issue because it's of the moment, right? You have the shutdown and other things. The housing bill, what I'm curious about, and it's not a leading question, I truly don't know, why not just deal with it in the next session? Why does it need a special session?
That's a good question. When Lamont vetoed the housing bill on June 23rd, the first thing out of the box, they said, we're going to get on this right away and maybe we'll have a session in July. Well, then that got postponed. Then we hit Labor Day, postponed again. Then it was going to be in October, postponed. Now it's mid-November. The short answer is sometimes when they have momentum, the concept of, when you have the votes, that's when you vote. I hear you. You're saying, why not vote on housing just in February? It's only 3 months away. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
What it is the remnants of this. They were, when Lamont vetoed the bill, it was huge pledges by all the leaders that we're going to get together and we're going to get this done in special session before the next session happens. That's what they said.
Anything else people should know about going into today and tomorrow?
Those are the big ones. The hospital money, ICE, the budget reserve, as you mentioned, and there's several other smaller bills. There's something on children's behavioral health that never passed the Senate. I think there's another education bill that never passed the Senate. So how fast they're going to do these other smaller items, that's important too.
Yeah. Well, I hope things go well. Hope you're fully caffeinated, and we'll talk to you down the road. Good luck.
Sounds good. Cheers. Cheers.
All right. Chris Keating from the Hartford Courant. Go to Courant.com. Christopher Keating. Read all his material. He's a good man.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.